Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
At MyCityRides.org.
Your Memphis Tigers football team opens the 2019 season against regional rival Ole Miss Saturday, August 31st. And tickets are on sale now, starting at $55 each. Get your tickets today by visiting GoTigersGo.com or by calling 901-678-2331. Or Tiger fans can still grab a three-game package or a season ticket. College football is finally back. Memphis versus Ole Miss, Saturday, August 31st at 11 a.m. at Liberty Bowl Memorial Stadium. Sponsored by FedEx and ABC Local 24.
Find more ways to save at Kroger, like one extra fuel point for every dollar you spend Thursday through Sundays. Just get your coupon at Kroger.com or on the app. More ways to save. It's easy. Restrictions apply. Fresh food, low prices at Kroger.
As a bald baseball fan, I spend a lot of time wearing hats. But you have no business covering up your head. Love your hair as much as you love your team by taking it to Supercuts. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts. Supercuts, the official hairstylist of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
92.9 FM ESPN presents the area's only national columnist who spends his afternoons bringing unique perspective to Memphis radio. He'll make you think. He'll make you laugh. He'll sometimes make you change the station if children are around. And he apologizes in advance for that. It's 4 o'clock. Let's get into it. This is the Gary Parish Show.
All right, I'm here. My name's Gary Parish, speaking to you from Memphis, Tennessee. Bennett Doyle's producing the program. Glad he's with me. Glad you're with me. Hope you're getting through the day. No obstacles. No disruptions.
Daddy lost most everything. On horse, whiskey, and wedding rings.
And I hope you did not bet against the Tigers on the trip to the Bahamas because they were barely challenged and did not lose. Trip wrapped yesterday. Memphis goes 4-0. Win every game by double digits. What, if anything, did we learn from those four exhibitions? I'll tell you in a second. But first, quickly, let me set this afternoon's schedule for you. 4:25. A friend and colleague, Dennis Dodd from CBS Sports, is going to join me. We'll talk about a number of things within college football, including the preseason AP poll being published today. Clemson number one, Alabama number two. But more importantly, I think, you see the AAC preview over at CBSSports.com?
Mm-hmm.
Dennis Dodd not only predicted Memphis would win the West and then win the AAC, his bold prediction is, quote, Memphis will go undefeated and play in a New Year's Six Bowl. That's from Dennis Dodd. Why does he think Memphis is going to go undefeated? I'll ask him. Do that in about 20 minutes. Dennis Dodd, CBS Sports. Finish that. I'll take a break. Come back. Do four notable stories at 4:44, at which point I'll discuss four previously undiscussed stories. Among them, Doug Barron won the Dick's Sporting Goods Open yesterday in New York by two strokes. First Champions Tour win and just his second Champions Tour start. Incredible story for the Memphian. We'll get into that around 4:44. Ronald Acuna Jr. was benched yesterday by Atlanta manager Brian Snitker because he pimped the ball that went off the top of the wall. Definite double, maybe a triple, was instead just a single because Acuna was just standing there in the batter's box with his bat aimed at the sky watching a ball that ultimately did not leave the park. Rare bad moment for the young phenom. We'll get into that a little later on this hour. The Raiders appear to be sick of Antonio Brown's antics, but he was reportedly back at training camp earlier today. Strong words from the Raiders GM this weekend. We'll tell you about that just before 5 o'clock. And TMZ published court documents today that show Cristiano Ronaldo paid $375,000 in hush money to a woman who claimed he raped her in a Las Vegas hotel suite. Not a good look for the soccer star. Get into that during four notable stories at 4:44. 5 o'clock, Jeff Calkins, fresh back home from the Bahamas. He'll join us just like always. Then at 5:30, the Commercial Appeal's Jason Munn's going to join me. He was in the Bahamas with the Tigers. Should be landing at Memphis International any minute now. I'm going to talk to him about Memphis at 5:30. Then I'll do dinner to go and get out of here. So that's the rundown. We got a lift to get to, but I wanted to start with Memphis basketball because the Tigers completed their foreign trip to the Bahamas yesterday. They won again easily. So they went 4-0 in the Bahamas, probably only played one decent team, and that was Saturday, and they won that game by 10 points. Then cruised yesterday. And so the question, like I presented at the top of the show, was pretty simple. What, if anything, can we learn from these games? And I think there are some things we could learn from these games. I think we learned probably at least three things. And okay. It's not necessarily about how good they are or how good they'll be, because simply blowing out, as Jeff documented at the Daily Memphian, a basketball team filled with players who just work on the resorts around the island and then get off work and come play you in basketball, that doesn't really prove anything.
Right.
Like, a good team might beat them by 75, a average team might beat them by 50, and a bad team might beat them by 35. Like, it does not matter. And you can't really tell anything from, like, field goal percentage, because when you are so superior to the opposition, it's very easy to get to the rim over and over and over again. Most of your shots, if you want them to be, are going to be high percentage shots. So I don't pay much attention to the record. I don't pay much attention to field goal percentage. I don't really pay that much attention to, like, who scored the points and how well they looked playing against lesser competition. But I do think you can still learn some stuff from what happened in the Bahamas, and at least three things in my mind. One is Damian Ball looks like he's going to be the starting point guard.
How about that?
How about that? The least heralded prospect in Memphis's incredibly heralded freshman class. And not only does he look like he's going to be a rotation player, he looks like he's going to be a starter. He started all four games in the Bahamas. Another thing I think we can learn, I think we did learn, is that they're probably going to start a three-guard lineup with Boogie Ellis, Lester Quinones, and Damian Ba. And then the third thing I think we learned is that, as advertised, the team looks like it can really be a nice three-point shooting team. So let's take those in order, starting with Damian Ba. He averaged 10 points, 8.5 rebounds, 4.8 assists in the Bahamas in those four games. He only shot 27.3% from three. That's not great, obviously, but he's just so tough. He really guards, got great size for a point guard, and all of those things are things that ESPN's Fran Fischilla tweeted yesterday. Fran is down there with Texas Tech, but decided to pop into the gym and watch the Tigers because, as Jeff explained this morning on his show, you know, Fran might end up doing color on a Memphis game, but either way, he does a lot of NBA draft stuff. Wiseman's going to be in the NBA draft. You would assume Precious Achiuwa is going to be in the NBA draft. So anytime, you know, you're just a short walk or car ride away from getting an opportunity to go see prospects you're going to be talking about on television, like, why pass on that opportunity? So Fran Fischilla was in the gym, and yesterday, after Memphis completed its 4-0 trip to the Bahamas, he tweeted the following: Damian Ba impressed me this weekend with his toughness, his defense, his athleticism, and his leadership. Good size for a point guard. That, again, was from former Division I head coach, longtime ESPN analyst, Fran Fischilla. And I guess, on one hand, it's surprising because, like I said, he's the least heralded prospect in Memphis's seven prospect class that ranked first nationally. He's a sub-100 prospect, according to 24/7 Sports. So surprising that he's playing this kind of role, given what I just said. On the other hand, not that surprising, because we've been hearing about this since the moment he stepped on campus. I told you way earlier this summer that when I would talk to people around that program, and I would say, hey, so who surprised you? Who's better than you thought? Who's maybe not as good as you thought? Everybody acknowledges James Wiseman's a special deal. So, like, we don't really need to talk about that. He's supposed to be great. He is great. He looks like a top three draft pick as long as he doesn't get hurt. But of the other guys, who's been surprising? And the two names that come up more than any other have been Damian Ba and DJ Jeffries. And so then Damian Ba goes down to the Bahamas and maybe is the most impressive player in terms of total package. And DJ Jeffries leads the team in scoring. So you conclude from that with the way Penny talks about him publicly, with the way Fran Fraschilla talks about him after seeing him, you know, for 40 minutes. You assume, in addition to the fact that he started all four games, you assume that he is going to be a starter and the starting point guard. And I don't think you could have found a person on the planet 6 months ago who would have predicted that. A year ago, who would have predicted that. You know, Alex Lomax would be a sophomore, possibly starting by then. But if not, you know, the Tigers get a commitment from Boogie Ellis, and the prevailing thought was that one of the reasons he wanted to get out of his letter of intent with Duke to come to Memphis is to be the primary ball handler at the University of Memphis. And folks just sort of penciled him in, because why would you think a sub-100 combo guard would actually be the starting point guard, except for when practice is started and that coaching staff could get everybody in the gym and start working with them in a real way for the first time. It didn't matter who you talked to in the gym. They were all raving about Damian Baum, the way he gets others involved, the way he wants to guard you, the way he takes real pride in guarding you, the way he's got great size for the position. It looks like the least heralded prospect in Memphis's freshman class is going to be one of the most important players on Memphis's team. That's one of the things we've learned from this four-game trip to the Bahamas. The second thing I mentioned is that all four games, Damian Baum, Boogie Ellis, and Lester Quinones started. And I would assume at this point that suggests that Penny is going to go with a three-guard lineup, and those three guards will be your starters. And again, shouldn't really be that surprising, because I told you last month that when I started asking people, I presented the question exactly like this. If you had people around the program, if you had to start a game tonight, how would you start the game tonight? And what I was told was Damian Baum, Boogie Ellis, Lester Quinones, Precious Achiuwa, James Wiseman. I passed it along to you guys last month. And then we go down to the Bahamas. Precious isn't there. James isn't playing because of a shoulder. But Damian Baum, Boogie Ellis, and Lester Quinones started every game. And I would assume that if they had to start a game tonight and everybody were eligible and healthy, it would be those three plus Precious Achiuwa and James Wiseman, which is an interesting lineup given that DJ Jeffries has been A, impressive, better than I think most thought, and was their leading scorer down in the Bahamas. And I won't rule out the possibility of him starting at some point, maybe even starting the season opener. Mm-hmm. I think when I look at the Memphis roster and talk to people around the Memphis program, there are six players that could reasonably start. It's the five I've listed plus DJ Jeffries. And if you wanted to try to insert DJ into that starting lineup for whatever reason, there's probably two ways you can do it. You cut out one of the guards, and it doesn't matter who it is. You know, you could start Damian and Boogie, bring Lester off the bench, start Boogie and Lester, bring Damian off the bench, start Damian and Lester, bring Boogie off the bench. However you wanted to do it, and you could play DJ Jeffries at the three. Or if you wanted to commit to the three-guard lineup because it guarantees that you've got multiple high-level shooters on the court at all times, you could put DJ Jeffries at the four. Go Damian Baum, Boogie Ellis, Lester Quinones, DJ Jeffries, and James Wiseman at the five. Bring Precious Achiuwa off the bench. A lot of options. And Penny has talked about this publicly. We have a lot of options. We can play a lot of different ways. Mm-hmm. We can play small. We can play big. We can play fast. We can overwhelm you in a lot of different ways. There's a lot of options on the table. That's the byproduct of recruiting at the level that he's recruited. But the most likely scenario, I think, at this point is exactly what I told you last month. Damian Baum, Boogie Ellis, Lester Quinones, Precious Achiuwa, James Wiseman. That looks like a starting five. That would be five freshmen starting. If Memphis goes that way, it would become. If it started that on opening night, and I hope it does, because it makes for a nice narrative, nice story, Memphis would become just the second team in college basketball history to start five freshmen in the opening game. The other was a John Calipari Kentucky team. But the Fab Five didn't start starting all freshmen until, I believe, February of that year. We detailed all of this last week. So Memphis has got an opportunity to do something that's very rare in college basketball history, and I think Memphis will probably do it. And then the third thing we learned is that the team can, as advertised, really, really shoot it. They shot 39.4% from three as a team in these four games. And if you compare that to how it would have ranked in college basketball last season,
yep,
it would have been ninth in the country.
Oh, wow.
It would have been a tenth of a percentage point behind Virginia, the reigning national champions. They shot 39.5% from three on the season. Memphis shot 39.4% from three down in the Bahamas. Now, before you tweet me, let me point out, of course, it's different playing a real college basketball schedule, specifically in Virginia's case, an ACC schedule, and playing a bunch of dudes from the Bahamas. I get it, but what you do see, even if the competition is overwhelmed and a lot of the shots are open threes, you still see them go down.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you still got to make the shot. And there has been no shortage of Memphis teams, including last season's Memphis team, that they couldn't make the open shot. I've told the story several times. A few years ago, maybe in Josh Pastner's last good year, when he had Joe Jackson and the so-called Four Kings, and they played Cincinnati at FedEx Forum, and they shot like a million three-pointers and made like none of them. And when you went and talked to Mick Cronin afterward, he said, well, like, we didn't guard them. Like,
right.
We wanted them to shoot those. Like, you went to the Josh Pastner press conference, and Josh would say, we had wide open threes. We got to take them. Then you go to the Mick Cronin press conference, he'd say, well, yeah, they had wide open threes.
There's a reason you had them.
Yeah, by design. We want you to take those. Why? Because you can't make them. That year, Memphis shot 33% from three-point range. It ranked 223rd in the country. Fast forward to last season, Memphis shot 32.2% from three-point range. That ranked 281st in the country. And so Memphis has a chance, I think a real chance, to go from one of the worst three-point shooting teams in America to maybe one of the best three-point shooting teams in America. And how? It's not because Mike Miller's a great shooting coach, although I'm sure he is. It's not because Penny's a great shooting coach, although I'm sure he is. It goes back to something I've heard smart coaches say for a long time. People would ask them when their team's not making shots, when the three-point percentage is bad. Coach, what are you going to do to improve the three-point shooting of your team? How do you fix that? Answer, you recruit good shooters.
Mm-hmm.
You can take bad shooters and make them average shooters and make them good, maybe good shooters and make them great if you're especially skilled at teaching that skill. But by and large, it comes pretty simple. You want to be a great shooting team? Recruit great shooters. And with this recruiting class, they've recruited at least two players who appear to be great shooters, Lester Quinones and Boogie Ellis,
mm-hmm,
which means they've got at least three guards, and the three could play together, but at least two should be on the court at all times, or most times. At least three guys who can knock down shots consistently. I know Tyler Harris did not shoot a great percentage last season. I do think he's a great shooter. I think he takes a lot of wild shots, so the percentages come down. But I do think he's a good shooter. I think he's a really good shooter.
He is.
And he did shoot it well in the Bahamas. 13 of 32 from the three-point range, 40.6%. Lester was 12 of 28. That's 42.9%. Boogie Ellis was 7 of 20, 35.0%. And if you want to add Damian Baugh in there, I already told you he shot 27.3% from three. He was not good. But let's add him in there just because I do think those four guards, those four players, are going to be the four guards that take the most three-pointers on this team. If you take them and combine their numbers, they combine to shoot 38.5% from three. You'll probably take that. You'll probably take that and feel really good. If you got two projected lottery picks in your front court and a backcourt that's shooting nearly 40% from three-point range, you're going to win a whole lot of games. And so you look at this team and you can see all the reasons that people are excited about it. Like, what do you need to be great in college basketball? You need, typically, talent. That box is checked. You need NBA players. That box is checked. You need depth. That box is checked. You need athletes. That box is checked. You need shooters. That box is checked. The only thing they don't have is experience. And I acknowledge that that could be an issue. We will see. But it's been pretty apparent just based on if you watched any of these individuals before they enrolled at Memphis, or if you jumped on your iPad and watched them through a stream in the Bahamas. All the stuff that people say is there to make this team a legitimate Final Four contender, a likely conference champion, it's there. Now you just got to figure out how to bring it together. It's why when Fran Fraschilla was talking to Jeff down in the Bahamas, he said they've got top 10 talent. When people say stuff like that, very specific words, he didn't say that's a top 10 team. He said they have top 10 talent. When an analyst of any sort says something like that, what they mean is all the pieces are in place. Mm-hmm. It ain't hard to see. But can you now build it into a top 10 team? You got top 10 talent. Can you make it a top 10 team? That's the challenge for this coaching staff, but it's one that I am betting on. I'm somebody that's got them ranked 7th in the country in the preseason, and it's because they've got a uniquely built roster of athletes and shooters that is going to be overwhelming, I assume, for much of the competition that they play, especially in the American Athletic Conference. I'll talk more about this with Jeff Calkins at 5 o'clock. Jason Munz from the Commercial Appeal going to join me at 5:30. But when we come back, turn our attention to college football. Dennis Dodd from CBS Sports predicted this weekend, CBSSports.com, that Mike Norvell's Memphis Tigers are going to go undefeated and play in a New Year's Six Bowl. I'll talk to him about that after this break. And we got Memphis football T-shirts to give away as well. We'll do that right around 5 o'clock. Stick with me. Listen to the Gary Parrish Show, 92.9 FM ESPN.
Hey, what's going on? It's Jason and John from 92.9 FM ESPN. Join us as we host the 2019 92.9 Madden Tournament at the Rec Room at 6:30 on Friday, August 23rd. We're going to have lots of beer specials and food, and you're going to get a chance to watch Jason run the Smash Mouth offense.
That's right. I'm coming out of retirement, the number 24 seed in the tournament, and do not underestimate me. I plan to advance to the finals, as a matter of fact.
Come party with us on Friday at the Rec Room. The Madden Tournament is Friday at 6:30.
Come on out
with us at 92.9 FM ESPN.
Hey, everybody. Want to save some money on a brand new Chevy and get a full belly and for a good cause? Well, come out to All-Star Chevrolet in Olive Branch Thursday, August 22nd from 11 to 1 to honor all first responders. They're going to have a big fish fry and a whole lot more with food, beverages, door prizes, and an ice cream truck. So if you're a first responder or appreciate our first responders, come out to All-Star Chevrolet in Olive Branch on the 22nd and have lunch on us. And while you're out there, test drive as many new Chevys as you want, like the new 2020 Silverado. It's here. And the 2020 Chevy Blazer. And also ask about the 2020 Corvette. And not just that, the All-Star Chevy Challenge is just one more reason to head to Olive Branch for that all-new Chevy. Just take them any real written offer from any Mid-South Chevy dealer and they'll beat it. So find new roads to Olive Branch and don't miss lunch on us at All-Star Chevy on August 22nd. Remember, it's Olive Branch, not South Haven, people. All-Star Chevrolet on Goodman Road or go to allstarautogroup.com.
Tennessee, welcome to Save Yourself with Geico.
You say goodbye to somebody.
Okay, bye.
But then, unfortunately, you both walk in the same direction.
Oh.
You couldn't save yourself from the thick stew of awkward this situation delivers. But you could save yourself hundreds by switching your car insurance to Geico.
Yes.
You could save on motorcycle, boat, and RV insurance, too.
Nice.
Plus, the Geico Insurance Agency could help you save on homeowners and renters insurance.
Oh.
While your choice of walking direction has become your biggest problem, you should know Geico is the second largest auto insurer in the country.
Okay.
Geico even offers 24/7 access to licensed agents and emergency roadside service.
So, weather.
Ah, and now you're resorting to local weather talk. Speaking of, your local Geico agent could help you save even more.
Oh.
You couldn't save yourself from a goodbye, oh, hello situation, but you could save yourself hundreds with Geico online, over the phone, or at your local office.
How often do you say you love something? This is Sheldon Rosengarten with Mark's Bensdorf Realtors, and I love selling real estate. And I love doing these ads. There's nothing like helping someone find their dream home, whether it's their first home or their seventh, or get them through the complexities of selling their current home. The creativity in writing and doing these radio ads is similar to the personalized marketing programs I design for each client. This often includes using the Shellbox option. And people ask me, what is the Shellbox option? If you or someone you know is thinking of selling their home, I advise people to talk to 2 to 3 real estate brokers and let me be one of them. Find out how my strategic and creative marketing program can mean the difference in whether you sit or sell. Call or email me at 483-0546 or memphisrelocate.com. That's Shell Dunn Rosengarten, because people often say when you want the job done, call Shell Dunn at 483-0546 or memphisrelocate.com. And I'll be happy to tell you about the Shellbox option.
What do you call a truly great beer that's brewed with more taste? Only 96 calories and 3.2 carbs? We call it Miller Lite. What are you holding? Miller Lite. Hold true. Great beer, great responsibility. 2018 Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Average analysis, 12 fluid ounces, less than 1 gram protein and 0 grams fat.
At Fidelity, we believe nothing should come between you and your money. So we're introducing zero account fees with zero minimums to open an account. All because we want you to invest with zero trade-offs. Visit fidelity.com/value to learn more. Zero account minimums and zero account fees apply to retail brokerage accounts only. Expenses charged by investments such as funds and managed accounts and for commissions, interest charges, or other expenses for transactions may still apply. Fidelity Brokerage Services, member NYSE, SIPC.
Shopping for a new car? Orion has auto loans starting as low as 1.99% APR. Visit OrionFCU.com for more details. APR accurate as of today's date. Conditions apply.
Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline. Now, back to the Gary Parrish Show, live from the Bluff Restaurant and Sports Bar Studios on 92.9 FM ESPN.
This ain't a wave or a phase, because all that fades. This lifestyle's forever when you
make. Incredible story in New York yesterday. Doug Barron wins Dick's Sporting Goods Open, just his second Champions Tour start. Gets a check in excess of $300,000. Couldn't be happier for the Memphis native. We'll get into that story in the next segment. Jeff Calkins at 5, Jason Munns from the Commercial Appeal at 5:30. But right now, he's my friend and colleague from CBS Sports, one of the very best college football writers in the country. It's Dennis Dodd. Please make him the big interview.
Award-winning writers, athletes, coaches, the biggest names in sports. It's the Gary Parrish Show Big Interview. Presented by Ruth's Chris Steakhouse in Memphis. Now on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Dennis, it's Gary. How you doing?
Gary, how are you? Glad to be on again.
Thank you for being here. I owe you forever. And I want to start with the thing that got most people's attention around these parts when it published yesterday, I believe, the AAC CBS Sports Preview, where you have predicted not only for Memphis to win the league, but for Memphis to go undefeated and play in a New Year's Six Bowl. Why do you think the Tigers are going to finish with zero losses?
Well, it starts with the fact that there are only seven teams in the country that are favored in all their games this year. You know the usual suspects, Georgia, Alabama, Oklahoma, those type of teams. I was shocked to see Memphis in there. And it may be just a function of their schedule and a down Ole Miss coming to Memphis for the opener and maybe not the best AAC conference this year. But I really like what Mike Norvell has done there. He's, you know, in his fourth year, he's 26-14. They had four games that just tore their hearts out last year. They had big leads and coughed them up. So we could be talking about 12 wins last year. And they seemingly have the roster to do it. When you start with Brady White in a 3,300-yard season last year and a bunch of guys coming back, the biggest question mark, I think, is all the new assistant coaches. I think seven of them and two new coordinators. So playing in the championship game, I guess, was a plus, but not as good as it could have been.
How much of an issue is that for college football programs? Staff turnover, for good reason, like your guys are getting better job offers and then accepting them on a higher level. Nick Saban deals with this at Alabama. Mike is dealing with it at Memphis. How difficult is it to overcome that, if at all?
Well, there's different parts of it. I mean, at places where the coach is in trouble, and certainly that's not the case for Mike, it's like, okay, you got to make changes because the next change is going to come with you if you don't get it done. Again, that's not the case. I think Nick Saban is a one-off. It's hard to work for Nick. I don't say that in a bad way. I think it's pretty obvious for everybody. And guys go to different places. 13 new coaches in the last 2 years at Alabama. For Mike Norvell, it was just a wholesale change. I think he wanted to get some new blood in there. The guys he got as coordinators are good names. Adam Fuller, you know, he's trying to improve the defense, which is about 90th last year, I think, in total defense. But that's going to happen anything short of Clemson or an SEC team. It's just hard to find good defensive linemen.
I'm talking to
I think it can go in a good direction.
And obviously, you know, the opening game is Ole Miss. They are favored in that game. But as you write at CBSSports.com, you know, if they can get past that one, then you know, an undefeated season does become a real possibility. But it seems like it'd be so deflating for Memphis to not only lose the opener, at which point the undefeated season's off the table, but lose the opener to a not great Ole Miss team, which, of course, is a regional rivalry. I know that won't be the game the nation's paying attention to next weekend, but it is a pretty important game for the program in general, isn't it?
Oh, and I think for Ole Miss, too. Matt Luke trying to turn things around. There's no more excuses at Ole Miss, and they lose a lot of players. I really like Matt Corral, the quarterback. I met him at SEC Media Days. He's a kid from Southern California who's got that chip and that swagger on his shoulder, and I think he's going to throw for a bunch of yards on a team that can't play much defense, at least from the outside it looks that way. I think no one's mentioning him in the SEC in a league that has a lot of its quarterbacks back. So I think he's going to be really talented. But you're right. It's one of the better off-the-radar games the first week because of what you just mentioned. You know, regional rivalry, they meet infrequently. It's kind of like Florida-Miami. It's not an every-year thing. They meet infrequently. But it means a lot for both teams. In a way, Ole Miss can't win this game, which you know what I'm talking about. If they win, they're supposed to. If they don't, you know, that's a real loss to a team that they look down their nose at. So it's going to be interesting.
Talking to Dennis Dodd from CBS Sports on Twitter, at Dennis Dodd CBS. Let's move on to another topic. AP poll released today. Clemson is number one in the country, got 52 of the 62 first-place votes. That's not unanimous, but it is. It's close to it. Is it clear to you Clemson should be ranked number one in the preseason?
Yes, that and the fact that in the coaches' poll they got 15 out of the 65 first-place votes as well. So the coaches think that way as well. I think if Clemson loses a game this year, you've got to question their playoff credentials because the ACC is so down. And I should say mediocre, not down. Syracuse has got something going there in Keno Bates. But the schedule is so Charmin soft for Clemson. And taking nothing away from Clemson, they're the best team and program in the country. But if they don't run the table again and finish the deal, at least going into the playoff number one, then I question if they're one of the four best teams in the country. So what they did to Alabama, I think, is not insignificant. A four-touchdown beatdown, strategically, physically, and any other way you want to talk about last January in Santa Clara. I thought that's the first time I saw Nick Saban get out coached since he's been at Alabama. That team was – Clemson was more prepared than Alabama was for that game.
And obviously that game changes everything we think about college football in terms of who what the best program is and also who the best quarterback in the country is, because I think if we would have asked a week before the national championship game who's the best quarterback in the country, who's going to be the preseason first-team All-American, most people would have said Tua Tagovailoa. But at CBSSports.com, All-American teams come out. Trevor Lawrence, first-team quarterback. Tua, second-team quarterback. Is it clear to you that the best quarterback in the country plays at Clemson?
It is to me because I wrote a story on it in the offseason. I'm trying to remember the last time you looked at a freshman quarterback, a freshman now, and you said he should be in the NFL. And by the end of that Alabama game, that was the talk. What's he doing in college? He looked like he could play in the NFL right now. You had Mel Kiper in the offseason saying if he left school, he'd be the number one pick right now. And yes, of course, it's all hyperbole, but the kid's got an absolute hose for an arm. He picked apart Alabama. He's got the size. He's got the arm. He's got the smarts. I think he could play in the NFL right now, whether he could star there. I don't know, but there's some pretty mediocre to bad quarterbacks in the NFL right now. And so you look back and you say, who are those guys? Well, Dan Marino didn't throw for 2,000 yards his freshman season. I think John Elway threw 94 passes as a freshman at Stanford. We're talking about the top guys in NFL history. This guy started seven games after he won the job from Kelly Bryant and established himself as, I think, the Heisman favorite going into the season with seven starts under his belt.
Earlier today, Jalen Hurts named the starting quarterback at Oklahoma. Justin Fields named the starting quarterback at Ohio State. I think everybody assumed this is exactly where those two programs were going. No surprise with either announcement, is there?
No, not at all. You'd heard some struggles with Justin Fields at Ohio State. But if they didn't name him the starter, the guy they had to fall back on was Gunnar Hoke, who was a grad transfer from Kentucky and threw, I think, 27 passes in his career. That's who they would have had to go with. So he would have had to struggle a whole lot, Justin Fields, not to be named the starter. I think the interesting thing at Oklahoma is when Jalen Hurts went to Oklahoma, it wasn't like, okay, this makes complete sense. It was great for Jalen Hurts, but it was kind of a challenge, I think, for Lincoln Riley to remake a guy who wasn't the most accurate thrower in the world and had made his bones as a runner. And in the small time we saw him last year as a backup to Tua, he was a better thrower. God, he won the championship game, the SEC championship game against Georgia, because he threw into tight windows and threw confidently and wasn't scared out there. Yet when he lost the job to Tua, you heard talk out of camp, out of Alabama, that they were in an uproar. The defense is, we have to get a better look, because this guy's afraid to throw it. He's afraid to turn it over. That's how he has been coached. I think that's been coached out of him. He's going to take chances. We know he's a good runner. I think it's going to be another feather in the cap of Lincoln Riley.
Talking to Dennis Dodd from CBS Sports on Twitter, at Dennis Dodd CBS. This weekend we learned former Ole Miss coach, current Liberty coach Hugh Freeze, is recovering in a Virginia hospital after having surgery on Friday because of a potentially life-threatening staph infection. Obviously, that's serious. And I saw on Twitter you wished him well. Scary, scary stuff, huh?
Yeah, I exchanged texts with him yesterday, and he was scared. He genuinely scared. He was really bummed out yesterday to the point where he said, I don't know if I can see my way past this. And I think we all get that way when we're sick or in the hospital, serious illness like that. But I said, look, dude, you will. Don't worry about it. He posted a video from his hospital bed today. He said a lot of positive things, thanked everybody. But you could see in his eyes, he looked great except his eyes. You could, they were tired looking. He'd been through a lot. I guess that's to expect when you're, this developed, I think, as a neck condition. And as will happen in a hospital, those staph infections happen. There's a lot of germs in hospitals. The doctors told him if you waited another 24 hours, this could have been life-threatening. So, thank God. And Jerry Falwell Jr., the president of Liberty, flew in the best neurosurgeons in the world, in the country to help him. And it looks like he's going to make it out of it. But it's pretty scary times. You're right.
Wrapping up here with Dennis Dodd from CBS Sports. Last thing before I let you go. Tragic news from the world of college football this weekend. Cedric Benson, the former All-American running back at Texas, dies in what, by all accounts, was an incredibly awful motorcycle accident. Reportedly drove straight into the side of a minivan. Obviously, he had some other run-ins with the law, some other drinking and driving issues. No report yet about whether that applies here. But either way, your memory of Cedric Benson as a college football player, because he was one of the great running backs at one of the great football programs in America.
Yeah, he was. He was on that championship team or part of that championship team in 2004, the team that played Michigan and beat Michigan in the Rose Bowl before they won the national championship in 2005, and was a great Longhorn. I mean, he rushed for 5,500 yards and scored 64 touchdowns, 21 touchdowns in 2003. So he'll go down as one of the great Texas backs. Yeah, the other stuff, again, I mean, life's vagaries. I don't know what happened in that crash for sure. We just hope alcohol wasn't involved. But either way, it's a tragedy.
It really is. That's Dennis Dodd from CBS Sports. Make sure you're reading everything he does at CBSSports.com. Go check out that AAC preview where Dennis predicts Memphis to win the AAC title, and follow him on Twitter at Dennis Dodd CBS. Thanks, buddy. I appreciate it.
All right, Gary. Thank you.
All right. That's Dennis Dodd from CBS Sports, like Dennis and I were talking about, scary stuff with Hugh Freeze. You know, the staph infection, and the next thing you know, doctors are telling you, your life's in jeopardy. Like, if you would have waited another 24 hours to get this properly diagnosed, you might not have made it. And it reminded me of a story I wrote a few years ago about Greg Campy, who's the head men's basketball coach at Oakland University in Michigan. He was at Peach Jam and was just feeling awful the whole time. But, like, it's July and it's recruiting, and you feel like, I'll feel better tomorrow. Mm-hmm. I think men more so than women, and I think, like, doctors even, like, back this up, but either way, sometimes humans, we just assume we'll be better tomorrow. We don't feel well, we'll be better tomorrow. And you gradually get worse. And Greg gradually got worse and worse and got to a point where he just couldn't make it. So he decided he was going to fly back home early and then go to a doctor. And flies back home. And what he found out is that he had a kidney stone that got infected, and it created a severe case of sepsis. And if he would not have gone to the hospital when he went to the hospital, like, if he would have, and he told me, he said, my whole life is basically, I'll just go to sleep. When I wake up, I'll probably feel better. They told him if he would have done that, he would not have lived through the night. Like, he decided, I feel awful, I'm just going to go to the hospital. Rather than, I feel awful, I'm going to lie down and just hopefully I'll feel better tomorrow. And that literally saved his life. They said, you would not have made it. You would have never survived till the morning. And so his, you know, big takeaway from that, and the message, you know, he wanted to share with other coaches and just people in general, particularly men who are getting older, is like, you know, when you feel bad, go to the doctor. When something's not right, get it right. Because if you just put it off and assume that you'll be okay, maybe you will, but in his case, he wouldn't have been. And same thing with Hugh Freeze here. Now, Hugh was in real pain, so had to be at the hospital. But if he didn't get this thing properly diagnosed when he got it properly diagnosed, the reports are that his life might have really been in jeopardy. But the reports now are that because everything was handled properly, better late than never, he's going to be okay and return to coaching very, very soon. And Greg Campy, the Oakland coach, he's still coaching to this day. So go to the doctor if you need to go to the doctor. Don't just assume you'll be better, because sometimes you won't. We come back. Interesting story involving Antonio Brown yesterday. Oakland general manager just basically said, get on board or we're ready to move on. Now, they don't have a lot of great options, so it's a bit of an empty threat. But either way, Antonio Brown back in Raiders camp earlier today. They did not practice, but he was at the meetings and all of that stuff. So we'll get into that. Plus, Doug Barron won the Dick's Sporting Goods Open yesterday in New York by two strokes, gets a check for a little more than $300,000. Incredible story. We'll dive in right after this break.
I've told you about the Oak Hall employee who was a banker and the Oak Hall employee who was a music minister. Now I want to tell you about Will Vestal, the Oak Hall employee who was a ski bum. Will graduated from MUS and the University of Tennessee. Then he went to work on a ski resort. He came back to Memphis in 2008, which, as you may recall, was not a great time to get a gig. He happened to get a job at Oak Hall. He was just going to help out for a little bit. But here's the thing about Oak Hall. The place has a way of getting into your blood. That's true for the people who shop there and the people who work there, too. 11 years later, Will is still helping Memphians find the perfect clothes for them. He likes his colleagues and he likes his customers. He likes the fact that people walk out of the store feeling better than they felt when they walked in. As he told me, in a traditional office setting, I might not stay, but at Oak Hall, I'm given the freedom to be myself. That's how Oak Hall has prospered. It's not a cookie-cutter place. It treats everyone like an individual. So go see Will at Oak Hall. He'll help you find whatever it is that you need to be your best self. Well, except the skis.
Summer's here, and there's no better time to hit the road. At AutoZone, we've got the free services you need to drive with confidence. Like our AutoZone Rewards program. Members get a $20 reward every time they spend $20 or more five times. And put that reward to good use. Get 5 quarts of Pennzoil Platinum full synthetic motor oil and an STP extended life oil filter for just $33.99. Visit us at AutoZone.com to get everything you need and start the job fast. See terms at AutoZone.com/rewards. Restrictions apply.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Around here, everyone knows you need the right tool for the job. It's the difference between orders filled and orders missed, between return customers and product returns. That's why I order from Grainger. With over 250 local branches, will call product pickup, and a time-saving mobile app, it's easy to get it right. When it comes to getting what you need, when you need it, Grainger's got your back. Call, clickgrainger.com, or stop by to see for yourself. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
Ask Alexa or Google to play 92.9 ESPN.
As a small business owner, when was the last time you considered switching internet providers?
I don't even remember. Running a business keeps me pretty busy.
Let's compare your current provider to Comcast Business. Are you getting fast, reliable internet?
Sometimes.
How about a full suite of innovative services like separate Wi-Fi networks, 4G wireless backup, and advanced voice solutions?
I highly doubt it.
Sounds like Comcast Business could give you more. Make the switch to the nation's largest gig speed network now and get an amazing deal. Right now, get fast 75 megabit internet for $49.95 per month for 2 years when you add two voice mobility lines and sign up for paperless billing and auto pay. Call 1-800-501-6000 today. Comcast Business. Beyond fast.
Monthly service charge increases by $10 without paperless billing and auto pay. Offer ends 8/21/19. Restrictions apply. New business customers only. 2-year agreement required. Early termination fee applies. Equipment taxes and fees extra subject to change. Backup limited to up to 8 hours.
Hey Memphis, this is Brian Reed, president of Best Care Plumbing, Heating, and Air. Do you take pride in your work to provide the best life for your family? Then you are exactly who we need on our team. Come join the fastest growing HVAC and plumbing company in Memphis. We have immediate openings for HVAC installers and plumbers. We offer health insurance and excellent pay. Even better, we have year-round work. Apply today, bestcarehomeservices.com. That's bestcarehomeservices.com.
You deserve the best. Best Care Home Services.
I've got goals and a plan to reach them, and I won't let anything keep me from moving forward. That's why I signed up for My City Rides. For just $90 a month, I can lease to own a brand new motor scooter that gets me to school, work, and anywhere else I want to go. That's cheaper than a car payment, and that includes my gear and preventive maintenance. My City Rides taught me how to ride safely, and if something goes wrong with my scooter, they help me get back on the road quickly. No more waiting around on my ride or the bus. Now I'm in control of my day. Learn how you can get started at MyCityRides.org.
Indulge in traditional Southern favorites with today's Perks Deal. Half off lunch and dinner at Pop's Comfort Kitchen. Enjoy classic dishes like pot roast, country fried steak, or catfish, along with delicious seasoned vegetables and fresh cornbread. Just make sure you leave room for the banana pudding. A place to share laughter, conversation, and friendship, not to mention delicious comfort food. You'll feel at home when you walk in the door. All items are also available for pickup or delivery to your home or office. Get yours today.
Escaping somewhere this summer? Whether you're hitting the beach, taking the family camping, or lounging by the pool, take your favorite news, sports, music, and podcasts with you. How? Just download the free radio.com app and start listening now. Download it today on your phone or connected device, or listen on your smart speaker. Wherever your summer carries you, you can listen anytime, anywhere.
At Charmin, we heard you shouldn't talk about going to the bathroom in public, so we decided to sing about it.
My Charmin clean booty is a thing of beauty. So nice, so fresh, so cutie. My booty. And these Charmin glossy got me feeling flossy. Cheeks so pretty from the nitty to the gritty. My Charmin clean booty is a thing of beauty. My Charmin booty beauty.
Charmin Ultra Strong just cleans better. Enjoy the go with Charmin.
Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline. Now, back to the Gary Parrish Show, live from the Bluff Restaurant and Sports Bar Studios on 92.9 FM ESPN.
It feels so good, it should cost. Brought an alligator, I ain't talking Lacoste. Made me say,
Dennis Dodd, who joined me in that last segment, has predicted Memphis to go undefeated this season. That's the football team, coached by Mike Norvell. Tiger Bookstore dropped us off some shirts. We got two Memphis football shirts to give away. We'll do that right around 5 o'clock. Jeff Calkins will join me also right around 5 o'clock. Jason Munns from the Commercial Pill, who was in the Bahamas with Penny's Tigers, He's going to join me around 5:30, but right now I got four stories I'd like to discuss.
Four stories presented by the Bluff Restaurant and Bar. Four notable stories at 4:44. Gary tends to lose focus, start telling stories, and forget what he wanted to talk about at certain points every afternoon. So we've developed a device that ensures he'll touch on important things you need to know each day at this time. This is GP's Four Notable Stories at 4:44. Story number one.
After qualifying last Monday, Doug Barron from right here in Memphis, Tennessee, shot a 65, 68, and 66 to win the Dick's Sporting Goods Open yesterday by two strokes, knocking out, I believe, four different Hall of Famers, among them Fred Couples. Gets a check for a little more than $300,000 and is now got status on the Champions Tour this year and next year. It really could not be a more remarkable story. I think most people listening probably know it by now, but the quick version is that this is a guy who got suspended by the PGA Tour, stopped playing on the PGA Tour, and didn't play PGA events for about a 10-year span, from 2009 to 2019. Turned 50 years old, which is the age you have to be to compete on the Champions Tour, turned 50 years old the day before the Senior Open Championship started in England, and decided, even though he had no status, nothing, that he would fly to England and try to qualify. Did, finished in the top five, had an incredible week there, but still does nothing for him in terms of Champions Tour status. And so last week he decides, well, I'll go try that again with the Dick's Sporting Goods Open, qualifies on Monday, and then, like I said, ends up winning the event by two strokes, and he becomes the first Monday qualifier to win on what is essentially a senior tour since Willie Wood won the exact same tournament back in 2012. And so if you heard Doug on Jeff's show after he performed so well in England, you could, you know, sense the real emotion. Like, this is a guy who had in many ways given up on golf. You know, he still would give lessons. Last time I actually saw him in person was I was out at Southwind, and he was out at Southwind on the driving range working with somebody. But decided to give it a shot. Hey, why not? Mm-hmm. Decided to believe in himself once again and bet on himself. It's not cheap to go to England to hope you could maybe get into a golf tournament where you are guaranteed nothing. But he believed in himself after, I know, for a period of time not. And he bet on himself in ways that sometimes people don't. And he decided that, and I don't want to speak for Doug, but it seems pretty clear he decided that, you know, you don't want to look up when you're 60, 70, and go, what if? Man, what if I would have tried it? Could I have done it? You know, people in life always talk about regrets, and they usually associate that with something that they did. I did that, and I regret it. I wish I wouldn't have done that. God knows I've got plenty. But sometimes the biggest regrets are things you never did. Sometimes the biggest regrets are the things you thought about, you considered, and for whatever reason, you just could not pull the trigger. And the regrets rooted in things you did you wish you wouldn't have done, those can mess you up,
yep,
and mess things up. But mentally, regrets tied to things you never did, things you thought about, considered, and then just didn't pull the trigger for whatever reason, you carry those around with you too. And so I've always thought that, maybe not always thought, but certainly as I've gotten older, believed that I'd rather regret something I did than regret something I didn't do. It doesn't mean I wouldn't like some do-overs, but I'd much rather regret doing something I shouldn't have done than regret not doing something I wanted to do, and then looking back 10 years later, 20 years later, and wondering if I should have. More accurately, thinking about it every day, wondering if I should have. Those things don't get out of your head. Mm-hmm. And so for him to believe in himself, then bet on himself, and then have it work out in such a spectacular way. Like me and my dad and my brother were sitting on our back porch, my back porch yesterday. And after the Mets game was over, we flipped it over to that. And we were watching him, and you could see, first, the confidence. He believed in himself on that course, too. But the real joy. I know it doesn't resonate like Tiger winning the Masters, because it's not Tiger winning the Masters.
Right.
It's a mostly anonymous outside of Memphis golfer winning a tournament that most people didn't even know was happening yesterday because folks don't follow the Champions Tour. But for Doug Barron, that was an incredible, incredible moment, you know, to hold the trophy at the end, to have his belief in himself validated by a first-place finish. I thought it was just incredible. And so when we start looking back on best sports moments, you know, connected to Memphis in the year 2019, as far as I'm concerned, that one's going to be pretty high on it.
Story number two.
Interesting baseball thing yesterday in Braves Dodgers. Ronald Acuna Jr., who is their 21-year-old phenom. I mean, he is awesome. With the Dodgers up 3-0 on the Braves. And the Braves lead in the NL East shrinking a little bit, mostly because of the Nationals, but also because the Mets had gotten on a roll that, you know, again, still, I think, 5.5 games. Like, they're fine. Mm-hmm. But it is shrinking a little bit. Ronald Acuna Jr., with the Braves down 3-0, launches a ball toward the right field stands. Problem is, it didn't quite get to the right field stands. Problem with that is that he was basically standing in the batter's box when the ball hit off the wall, because he hit it and then just held his bat straight up in the air and was pimping it like it was a 450-foot home run. Instead, it hits off the top of the wall in what should have been a triple given the way he runs, perhaps a triple, certainly a double, a stand-up walk into the second base double.
Yeah.
Ends up being a single. He's stuck on first base. And after the inning, then he gets thrown out trying to steal second, right? So it's just bad all the way around. And, you know, and the Braves are losing a game.
Yikes.
That they go on to win, but they're losing it at that point. So Brian Snitker, the Atlanta manager, like, pulls him into the tunnel after he's thrown out at second and then removes him from the game. And it was, I think, kind of a controversial thing, because on one hand, hey, you run everything. That's the first rule of baseball. You run hard. You run out ground balls. You run on fly balls. If you really crack one that's 475 and you, like Bryce Harper did last week against the Cubs, fine. But that by definition wasn't clearly a home run, evidence being that it wasn't a home run. You run hard. There has to be a consequence when you don't. On one hand, that's like, okay. On the other hand, you're in a division race. You're losing. You really going to remove arguably your best player in the middle of a game? Like, when, by most accounts, he does play hard and plays the game the right way. He just had that moment. I think I would have sided. Like, if I were a Braves fan, I think I'd have said, leave him in the game. Like, we could teach lessons other ways.
Yeah.
We don't need to pull him out of a game that we probably need him in. But it seems like it went over well in the Atlanta clubhouse. Acuna seemed to take it okay. Most Braves fans I saw on Twitter sided with the manager. So, I just contrast it with the Mets this year, specifically Robinson Cano. Like, it was a controversy there because he didn't run out balls, and Mickey Callaway did not remove him from the games. And that became like, should you or shouldn't you? And Mickey's point was, listen, he knows he messed up. What am I going to do by taking him out in the middle of the game? Except it does set a baseline for your baseball team.
Yeah.
Like, this is the way we're going to play. And if you don't play it that way, even if you are a young phenom, possible future MVP Hall of Famer, you will not be on the field. You'll be removed from the game. And so if you can teach that lesson and the person you're teaching it to is okay with it, and then you go on to win the game, I guess that's all good stuff. So it was an interesting afternoon in Atlanta, and I'm sure Acuna would be back in the lineup ASAP.
Story number three.
The Raiders made it clear last night that they are fed up with Antonio Brown's antics. Mike Mayock, the general manager, basically gathered reporters around after Antonio Brown was supposed to be there yesterday and wasn't. And he just said, here's the bottom line. He's still upset with this helmet issue. We've supported that. We appreciate that. But at this point, we've pretty much exhausted all avenues of relief. So from our perspective, it's time for him to be all in or all out. And if you heard the way he said it, you could sense the frustration. Like, they're fed up.
For sure.
They're fed up. Now, the problem is they don't have great options.
No.
Because the only thing they can really do, by the way, I should, like, cut to the end first. He was back in camp today, and, they, you know, supposedly they're good to go now. We'll see. He was there today at least. But, like, this helmet issue is, like, a real thing to him. It's bananas, but it's a real thing to him. I mean, every other person in the NFL figures out a helmet to wear, and this guy's just constantly going crazy about a helmet. You know, he's a problem. It's a problem. But what do you do if he's just bananas and you've got $30 million guaranteed? Like, the only thing that they could do to actually damage him is put him, is send him what's called a 5-day letter. And what that means is you have now been formally demanded to report to camp within 5 days. And if you do not show up, then your team is allowed to place you on a reserve slash left squad list. And that means that you've left your team without permission. And that would make you ineligible for the entire season. But it would also allow the Raiders not to pay his guarantees. So if they wanted to hit him in the pocketbook, they could do that.
That's the way.
But that also means you're giving up on him.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.